The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a couple different stories out there about sleep. First things first, one of them is about how long it takes you to fall asleep. I see you, Tiak. You're a tortured soul, aren't you? Like, I don't see you going straight to bed.
No, because we know he puts in his AirPods. And
how do we know that?
Because he's told us.
When did he tell us? On the show?
Yeah.
I don't listen to this piece
of crap
show.
Well, and then that's when he falls into his YouTube loops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, late night.
You have your phone out in bed.
I've been a lot better recently.
That's rude.
But yeah, she's just asleep. She's asleep before I even get up to bed. Because we're like go up to bed at the same time. Well, she goes up and then I like lock up the house. I take the dogs out. I do all that stuff.
And she's already asleep before you get up there?
She's in bed. She's in bed. Basically asleep.
Huh. Basically yeah, with a do not pass go sign on her head saying, leave it.
Just the other day, her parents were visiting and her mom was talking about when I go DJ. And she's like, I know it's good that you're not out as late as often anymore because I know Angie stays up and waits for you. And I did burst it out laughing. And she was like, Angie's laughing. Her dad's laughing. He's like, no, she doesn't. No. Stay up and wait for me.
She doesn't care.
No. She's like,
I'll read the obituary tomorrow if something bad happened. I'm getting my 8 hours.
Right.
Period.
Right. Which is good. I want her to. It's like, that's her night to just go to sleep. Just get as much sleep as you can.
And now, the clubs aren't smoky anymore, right?
Right. Right.
So, back when I didn't DJ, but I would be adjacent to the DJ, mm-hmm. like announcing mm-hmm. crap. I'm the hype man or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would come home and I'm like, I feel like I have to shower.
You do, for sure.
Because you're so gross.
Ugh.
Okay. But try being, we're down a weird tangent. If your man comes home and showers first thing.
Well, it's suspicious, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But if I know that you're emceeing at a club, you better shower.
Equal amounts of suspicious. Are you showering off the smoke or something else?
I am just going to assume it's the smoke.
Okay.
Angie always says,
I'm just saying, I would not shower just to go hey, I just want to prove there's no stuff in my stinky spot. I just smell like smoke.
Smell me everywhere.
Smell my junk and then I'll go shower. Like, if you want.
It seems like there's some other problems.
Well, no, I mean, it's just
me up for this.
Yes, that's why you wake them up, to smell your junk.
There's a song about that. I don't remember. It came out the same time around Chocolate Rain. Anyways, we can move on.
Chocolate Rain. God, I love that kid's voice. Were you the one saying the one guy is like 20 years ago now?
Oh, yeah. The apparently kid.
Really?
It was like 10 or 15.
Oh, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I think it was 10 years ago.
That's impossible.
No.
It seems like.
Because they brought him back to the theme park.
And he's like a man? Does he still sound like that? He's like, apparently.
He still has the same
weird kind of speech pattern.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I've never been on television before.
I think 10 years.
10 years. Okay. That's bizarre. Anyway, so how long does it take you when you get into bed?
A while. Whether I have my AirPods in or not, I'm tortured. I have lots of thoughts.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Lots of shifting.
And for me to give you grief about having the screen out, I have a TV in my room.
Mm.
And I've basically trained myself to turn on something I've seen a billion times and fall asleep to that. But some days, I get in bed and it's just starting and I'm like, ugh, it's fast. I see Aaron, because you said this before, I see Aaron sometimes waking up on the floor near her bed. Like, she almost made it and was like, oh, it's right there. I was almost to the summit. you're narcoleptic almost.
That's more so during the daytime when it comes to bed. It probably takes me about 15 minutes.
But what are you doing? Are you thinking? Are you watching? Are you a couple more TikToks?
Yeah,
a
couple more TikToks and then eyes are rolling back. No.
Never?
I don't eat in my bed anymore, okay?
Okay.
I got made fun of it enough.
Okay.
You guys bullied me out of it.
But have
we
you
do
ever...
need to cut a PSA or something. Just like, hi, I'm Aaron.
And I used to eat in my bed. the thing that I had to stop doing the TikTok thing, because much like TV, then I get really sleepy. And then I'm awake even longer because I'm in pain because I've fallen asleep and had my phone drop on my head.
Oh, no. I don't do that.
You're holding your phone watching TikToks and all of a sudden it's like, ugh. And
oh,
your phone hits you Because like,
you lay on your side.
Oh, duh. Oh, I never thought of that. I'm just holding
it.
Are
you kidding me?
I swear to God, I hold my phone up.
Oh my gosh.
You lay on your side?
Yeah. And I.
And then your phone changes orientation though.
It doesn't. So you can lock it. Like, but I also have my wrist like laid on my pillow so it's got support. And I can tell like the exact moment. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pass out in like 5 seconds. So I do the big thumb reach to close out TikTok and then phone's down. I'm out.
You have a process. Yeah. It's like an execution, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that was one sleep story. How long does it take you to fall asleep? I don't know what the average is, but I think it's like 10 to 20 minutes.
It's like the healthy range.
The
yeah.
healthy range.
Okay. So we're all just missing it?
Well, because then
I'm in it.
The other side of me is like I've been out, and then it's just I am just like, poof.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
And that's not great. Next, what do you wear to bed?
Just my underwear. I would be naked, but I have my son.
It changes it, doesn't it?
It changes it big time because he wakes me up every morning and that
with the phone slapped to the face.
Yeah, yeah. He hits me, and so I had to start wearing underwear again. But just
because you get out of bed and he's now at a height where it's just like,
yeah, right.
Whoa, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm always so hot. That's why I would sleep naked. That I don't always have the covers on either. Like no matter what time. So if he comes in, he's just getting.
You're sort of in the minority. Only 14% of people sleep naked.
I could never sleep naked.
I used to love it.
It kind of grosses me out.
Why? If you're in a relationship and they're naked and you're naked, and then anything can happen.
Or anything can happen when you have clothes on and just take them off.
It's just one more step.
It's a good time because you're wearing clothes all day, and then at the end you're just like you're just. It's our version of taking the bra off, right?
Yeah.
Just like, just let it go.
Just flinging the clothes as you walk to bed.
There's that
not
breeze.
Okay, but Aaron, you said before we started this that you're trying to...
Yeah, because pajama sets, I feel like they give off the illusion that you're more put together than you actually are.
To
and that
whom?
Kind of, I don't know,
to
maybe
whom?
To myself. And then it makes me think that I'm more put together in the rest
so
of my life.
You're talking matching,
yeah.
But not sexy. You're not getting like a camisole with matching underwear.
No.
You're talking about...
That's lingerie. That's different.
That's still a matching sleep set to some people.
Oh, you're talking
you know
like
saying?
Tank
or like
top
boy
with the shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Top.
Yeah.
But I feel like what you're talking about
I'm
is like...
I'm not talking about like
the nightcap
no.
and then the gown with the little buttons on the back so you can get your butt out.
No.
Aaron, be nimble. Aaron, be quick.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.